155 years ago, about 5,000 people from tribes in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota were forced to travel hundreds of miles to Sandy Lake near McGregor, Minnesota. They were promised food and money in exchange for ceding territory to the United States government. They didn't get it. Instead, 400 people died of starvation and sickness trying to make it back to their homes in the winter of 1850. A memorial rests there to remember the Sandy Lake tragedy. Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Director Jim Zorn says, budget or not, the memorial must be open to visitors.
It's not only the tribes that are involved in the Meekwain-Dagoziwug Memorial that are very upset with this decision, but a bunch of other people in the McGregor and surrounding area. The Corps is working very hard to try and figure out a way to keep the Sandy Lake Recreation Area open.
Zorn says he's disappointed the tribes were never consulted before this decision was made. Army Corps Acting Deputy Commander Tom Crump in St. Paul says they've begun talks with the tribes.
Yes, it was an oversight that it wasn't considered prior or earlier in the decision-making process.
Crump says he's optimistic some way can be found to keep Sandy Lake open this summer. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources may step in. Zorn doubts the tribes would or should chip in money.
It just would seem foolish for the tribes to have to pay for the operation of the place that memorializes those who died at the hands of the federal government. It's located on federal land. It just would seem to be an affront to the whole purpose of the memorial.
A deadline of sorts is May 1st, when the park would normally open for the season. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.